Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Claim Podcast. Welcome to my IGTV. Today, I have a short, hopefully short message for you. And it's based on an article that I have written almost a year ago. And it's called Stop Telling Yourself That Having a Great Man in Your Life is Not That Important. So this message I remember very clearly when I was in discovery calls with so many women every day, which we still are, when I was asking women about what it would be like if you actually do not have what you want in terms of a relationship or having an amazing man by your side. And a lot of the women have said, that would be okay. You know, my life will just continue and I have a great life. And I was so pissed off because I knew, well, not pissed off, but I knew that these women were lying to themselves simply because they've achieved everything they wanted. Their life is great. But, you know, deep down when their head hits the pillow at night, that is the biggest issue that they really struggle with. And so the first step to actually transforming, reframing and attracting what you want and changing that dynamic is accepting that having a great man in my life is a big pain and I'm ready to solve it. So let me just read that to you. And I think I just repeated myself because that's what I wrote in the article. I come to you today with some tough love. My intention is to move you towards the right direction of what you want, of what you deserve, which is a stable man to build an exciting and solid future with, a committed masculine man on whom you can rely to just fucking be there. This week, I've had more than 21-hour discovery calls with women to discuss whether they're ready to make a permanent change in their life and start attracting different kinds of men. Better men. Not the ones who are wishy-washy, don't know what the hell they want from life or who they are. These men are waiting for a woman to come in and tell them what to do. Do you want a man like that? Yuck. That's what I thought too. And also not the man who's so cocky and alpha that you can smell his ego before he walks into the room. Too full of himself, too proud and too scared to have a real connection with a woman. Too chicken to take responsibility and commit to one woman and create a family. All the women I talk to don't want these types of men, but they seem to be attracting exactly those. These women are intelligent, hardworking, ambitious and independent. They're brilliant. I know you're one of these women too. You keep hitting the same roadblock in your dynamics with men. You keep seeing the same pattern. You keep falling asleep at night knowing the clock is ticking, thinking that it might be too late, knowing that this is painful enough that you book a discovery call with me on a Saturday night. And yet you're too afraid to admit that this is such a deep pain of yours and afraid to take the next step and invest in yourself to make the necessary shift. Because you've been running on independent masculine engines for so long. Because you think this is not so bad. It's actually not that important. I'm going to wait and see. Read a few more books, buy a few more useless $300 courses, listen to a few more podcasts. Well, you'll be listening and reading for a long time because this stuff is hard to figure out on your own. It's not impossible, but just really hard if you're not a professional in it, living and breathing it day in and day out. And it's going to take time. Hell, it took me 4 years to get this shit sorted through courses, books, and starting my own podcast, talking to men all day long. Do you have the time to invest? Likely not. So you got to get real. You got to finally admit that this is too painful, that this is consuming 80% of your emotional, mental, and material space and energy. And you got to get serious about solving this issue now. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. You also have to understand that all the money, energy, and effort you're putting into finding the right guy, looking good, spending hours and hours talking to girlfriends and listening to podcasts is costing you. It's costing you your youth, it's costing you your reproductive success, and it's costing you money. Women tell me they don't want to invest $3,000 or $5,000, more like $5,000 now, in a high-level program that will surely bring them the men they want to be attracting, but they do spend way more than that on beauty treatments, shopping, hair, nails in 3 months, or vacations, or a $2,000, you know, Louis Vuitton bag. And all these things are great, but they do not solve the core issue. Your limiting beliefs about men that keep you in the same pattern of attracting the unavailable or feminine men. And they definitely won't fix you being your masculine energy all the time. You can look at an amazing feminine woman on the outside, but be hard as a rock on the inside, not letting any man in. Putting things into such a perspective helps you see that you can't afford not to do it. So ask yourself, how long are you willing to do what doesn't work? How much is getting that stable, solid relationship worth to you? Because there is not enough time. You can't sit there and wait for things to fix themselves. Your man isn't going to arrive out of nowhere. Great men want great women who stand strong in their feminine power. Great men want women who know how to be women. So stop lying to yourself that it's not too bad. Stop telling yourself that your life is great even without a man in it. Because it's not great. Because you deserve love, connection, and intimacy. Because you deserve that security and safety. Because at the end of the day, when you've made all decisions at work, told kids what to do, and managed everything by yourself, you just want someone to fall back into, to be held, to be supported, to be cherished, to trust, and to be led, to experience an incredible life full of adventure, companionship, and happiness. Because that's what life is about. The choice of your mate is the most important decision of your life, not your career or your business and not your success. Success will come triple fold if you have that stability and that foundation in your relationship that will be there long term. I know this because I'm a woman and I feel it too. And I have that. And it feels fucking amazing to be with a man like that. From this place, I can finally relax and surrender. I can let go. I don't have to worry about where is this going. I have a solid foundation to take risks and dream big, to show up differently with my friends, family, and everybody else. I have the freedom to be me. I know you want that too. So quit hiding. Quit saying you don't have the money because you don't have the man too. And the longer you hide, the longer it will take you to accept that you need help. It doesn't have to be me you're working with, although I must say, I have a unique solution to your pain and can help because I'm committed to your success and I'm invested in this long term. And because I've seen it working 100% of the time if a woman does the work and shows up. So whoever you decide to work with, make sure they're solid and they're showing real results with real clients. And make sure they're charging a high price. In this space, you truly get what you pay for. Your pain is big, so it will take a big investment to solve it. But it's an investment that's 1,000% worth it. Take the step. Quit hiding and being scared. I know you're an incredible woman who's achieved incredible things in your life. Now it's time to take that energy and put it into solving your relationship issues and start attracting better men. Because you're worthy of it. Because you've deserved it. The voice in your head that's doubting this reality is not your voice. It's the voice of your parents, relatives, and friends, culture, and society at large that told you that men are weak and you can't trust them. That voice is telling you that you might not be worth it, that something is wrong with you. And I'm here to tell you that all of that is bullshit. You have the ability and the capacity to build yourself back up. It's all in your head and it's all in your body. So do it. Stand up for yourself and make it work. You got to choose whether you number one, hustle, dip into your savings or any other solution, invest in yourself, or two, continue making poor choices with men. A woman who's ready to take things to the next level will find a way. As women, we have millions of years behind us of figuring out how to make it work when we want it to work. So if you want to make it work with my help, here's your chance. Apply for a discovery call and let's get this working today. You can do so on girlskill.com/apply. Do it for yourself and do it for your future. Do it for your children and for all the women around the world who are on the verge of giving up. All right, tough love is over. I still love you. Hope this message finds you in the right space, in the right time, and will really help you push and nudge you into the right direction. And all of the women that I work with, you've listened to their stories or podcast episodes, or if you want more of that, go to girlskill.com/reviews. All right. I can't wait to talk to you on a discovery call. It will either be me or my enrollment success director, who is amazing, who's a client of mine, and her name is Barbara. You'll have an awesome conversation. All right, see you there. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying, and you want to learn more, and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you'd be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation. If you resonate, because I don't work with everyone, and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.